Don, the head of the Space Policy Unit within the Department of Industry, Science and Tourism. As of next Monday, however, there has been a further reorganisation within the department, and I will also be taking over the aircraft industries people and the defence industries people, and they'll be combined with the Space Policy Unit people and will be known as the Aerospace and Defence Industries Group, and the total number of people in the organisation will be about 10, which is a good thing in that I know that from an industry department, particularly the defence aspect is fairly low key, as is the aircraft manufacturing side, so hopefully we'll be able to divert some of those resources towards progressing a number of space imperatives that have been long awaited and very necessary before people such as Brian and others can progress. So this is my first attendance at one of these ASRI conferences. I might just give a little bit of a biographical detail on myself. I graduated from RMIT here in mechanical engineering in 1968, and as an Air Force cadet, and I was commissioned as an Air Force engineering officer, which I served through until 1986. On resigning from the RAF, I joined the Department of Defence as a civilian engineer and worked for 4 years in the then Office of Defence Production, which looked after such organisations as government aircraft factories, which is what I was involved with. And then subsequently I moved into the Defence Industry Development Division, which largely looked at the minor capital program side of defence industry development, and mainly involved with the state officers who did such work as developing sonar and communications type projects for the defence forces. I joined then joined the Space Office in 1989, as an engineer, and headed what was basically the space engineering section, although it had a number of names in the time that I've been there, but on the last count it was the space engineering section before the whole thing folded up. The type of work we were involved in at the time was promoting and setting up space instrumentation projects and some infrastructure projects, where we were involved with the setting up of the project, the tendering, the contract, and then the project management activities with those projects. Some of the more significant ones were the preparation of the Endeavour UV telescope. There was a refurbishment of it because that was put into mothballs following the crash of the Challenger shuttle, and it subsequently we did fly that the Endeavour on two occasions, with the second one being quite successful. Other projects involved the ERS-1 synthetic aperture radar fast linear processor upgrade, which was a British Aerospace Commonwealth initiative, and that is currently with the Australian Centre for Remote Sensing, but as it turns out, technology has diverted the way SAR processing would be done, so although that was a good industry development function, I'm afraid that it was not much of a commercial success. On more directly with the space industry activities, we also conducted the Phase A of the atmospheric pressure sensor. That was an activity that we conducted with the CSIRO Division of Atmospheric Research and VIPAC scientists and engineers. And that Phase A was concluded nearly 2 years ago. Unfortunately, that was also the time when the Space Office had the sword of Democles hanging over its head, and unfortunately that project has gone no further, and perhaps that there may be some opportunity down the track within the CRC area to look at this again. Probably our most significant work that has been involved with the advanced the long track standing radiometer project and its predecessors. We had been involved with the ATSR2, where Australia produced the infrared focal plane assembly and electronic ground support equipment for that instrument. And of course, more recently, the advanced long track scanning radiometer, which to date has been our most significant remote sensing instrument work, and hopefully this will be surpassed in a big way with Brian's group. The activities there have involved the quite a large amount of redesign of the previous instruments, and certainly the manufacture, testing and commissioning of the four optics for the instrument, the full focal plane assembly, the signal preamplifiers, the instrument electronics unit, which takes the analog information from the detectors and digitises it, as well as does a certain amount of monitoring and housekeeping for the whole instrument. And once again, the electronic ground support equipment. We're also involved with the Ares program at its outset. The then Space Council took an initiative for a small satellite program, and the intention was that we contribute some $5 million towards the actual instrument, plus provide the cost of the launch. And that had been the intention of the Space Council at the time. Of course, that all went by the way, but we were still able to fund the Phase A side of Ares. It was AMSAT, as it was called at the time. And apart from the funding, we're also involved with the OSPACE, the CSIRO, and the ACRS people in developing the program plan for the total Ares project. And we participated in a peripheral way with the actual Phase A. About the time we concluded those activities, the Space Office closed down, and the Space Policy Unit was formed.